Hello and welcome back to the Visionary Rising podcast. Today's episode is a special one. So what I have decided to share with you is actually the first episode of my private podcast series, The Content Edit. But I have been thinking about this and I think this is just such an important lesson to share. So once you listen to this episode, if you want to listen to the second two parts, then go ahead and go to jodybrown.ca/edit or head to the link in the show notes or go comment edit on any of my posts over at It's Jody Brown on Instagram to get the second and third part of this series. Today's episode is all about clarity in your brand and in your message. If you're an educator or coach that wants to create content that builds a community, the kind of community that wants to join your programs and book your classes, and this content conversation has nothing to do with the latest social media gimmicks or keeping up with the ever-changing algorithms. This conversation about content is about becoming known and trusted in your industry. That's what we're doing inside the Content Edit. So if you want to grab this totally free, bingeable podcast series and listen to the whole thing in a row, head to jodybrown.ca/edit. But like I said, I'm going to share the first episode with you right now. And it is all about clarity. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how to cut through the noise and make it crystal clear what you do and why your dream clients should care. This is not your average niche conversation, so let's get into it. Welcome to The Visionary Rising, the podcast for freedom-seeking, heart-led creative entrepreneurs, course creators, and online business owners. I'm Jody Brown, marketing-obsessed hairstylist turned content creation agency owner and visibility mentor, and I'm here to help you build your magnetic brand, grow your audience, and become the authority in your space. You'll get the most up-to-date conversations and strategies on visibility, marketing, social media, mindset, and entrepreneurship so that you can grow your business in a way that feels as good as it looks. Here, we keep it real and go beyond the basics. I'm obsessed with helping creatives get seen and heard and paid well for their work. Beyond a podcast, this is a movement. Welcome to The Visionary Rising.
Clarity. Okay. This sounds obvious, but it is the missing piece for so many creatives, entrepreneurs, and educators that are marketing themselves online. We're going to talk about this from two different angles. One, your overall brand clarity. This is going to inform things like your messaging, your brand voice, and overall who you are and what you stand for. I'm going to give you some questions that you can dig into and self-audit. And two is massively underrated. And I think one of the biggest things when I work with people that makes the biggest impact is when you get clarity around your offers. When I say offers, whether that is like coaching, digital education, online courses, in-person classes, live events, services, whatever that is, this is a game changer. And if you're someone who, if you're listening to this and you're like, I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on my marketing, I feel like I'm creating content, I feel like I'm getting a lot of engagement or I'm getting a lot of communication surrounding this, but for whatever reason, my stuff just is not selling the way I want it to, then clarity around your offers is absolutely something to look at. But first, I want to dig into the general overall brand clarity. Let's talk about your brand. And I'm going to give you some questions that I want you to either go through in the workbook that I created for you, or you can also just journal on these questions. That's totally fine as well. So when you look at your content, is it abundantly clear what you do? Okay, that's the first question. Is it abundantly clear what you do? That is something that I think it's really important to look at. And again, when I say content, I don't mean just social media. Like this can be when you look at your page on social, this can be when you click onto the first page of your website, when you open an email, whatever that is, wherever we're talking about content, is it abundantly clear what you do? The second thing, is it abundantly clear the change that you want to make in the industry and what you want to be known for? And actually, let's separate that. The change that you want to make in your industry, that is a big one. that is something that people will really connect to. Now, what you want to be known for, I want you to really think about this. What do you want to be known for? Is this something that you've thought about? Because for a lot of people, it isn't. It's something that kind of gets skipped over when you're in the creation phase. You're like, I just want to get this out there. This is what I can help with, which is all of that's important too. But we're going a little bit deeper. We're going a bit next level so that we can really start to shift and think about content differently so that we can start connecting deeper. And I'm not just talking about the topic you want to teach or the industry that you want to help necessarily. What about your deeper purpose and the impact that you want to make? What is the change? What do you want to be known for on that deeper level? Now, again, I want you to ask yourself, when I land on your website or look at your Instagram page or read an email, is that coming through in one way or another? The next thing we're going to dive into is, what are you just posting or creating in terms of content because you feel like it's expected of you? For example, I see a lot of educators and coaches who think that social media content is expected of them because either they've built a following or they are on the platform, so they feel like they need to weigh in on it, even though it's the furthest thing from what they want to teach, and they get nothing out of it. None of their offers are connected to it. They don't actually help people with that thing. They don't really want to be talking about it, but they feel like it's expected of them. They feel like it's something that they have to do in order to be relevant on the platform. Here is your permission slip. Drop it if it's not serving a purpose. Drop it if it's not serving your purpose. You get to decide what you weigh in on and what you don't weigh in on. You get to decide what you put out there. And I really am a strong believer that every piece of content in one way or another should be serving you and your brand. And sometimes that's just bringing forth who you are as a person. I'm not saying everything has to be fully related to this impact that you want to make, but it is true that if you're including too many irrelevant topics that don't really contribute to what you want to be known for, that can really cloud the waters a little bit, and it can make it difficult for people who come across you, especially for the first time, what exactly it is that you do, what exactly it is that you want to be known for. So that's something to just keep in mind. What are you just posting or creating, again, because you feel like it's expected? I think that's a really important question to answer. Now, I want to make a little note here on, after you have gone through these questions, after you've really thought about this and maybe you have journaled on it, and if you're working from the workbook where you're going to see all these questions, like, maybe listen through this episode and then give yourself a chance to go back and journal on it and go through it. It's something that you can do either in that way, or you can pause this and write it down. Whatever it is, if you're getting something that's coming up, get it out as soon as possible. So when you go through that, you might notice, ooh, there's things that I really want to be known for that I'm not bringing forth at all in my content right now. If you do find that, or you're someone who is pivoting into a new area of education, so for example, maybe you taught predominantly technique education and you're wanting to pivot and offer some business mentoring. Sometimes too, when you start educating, you'll notice that you're getting a lot of questions and you're spending a lot of time educating on something that you had never actually thought to bring forth before. But now that you're doing it, you're like, you know what? I really am passionate about this thing. So there's tons of different reasons that you could be bringing in a different topic or pivoting slightly or just incorporating something new. When this happens, it's really a good idea to give a little bit of thought on how you're going to work it in. And again, when you're asking yourself what you want to be known for, just gut check that, right? Expect that if you're introducing a totally new topic to your audience, to your community, if you're building something, when you get clarity on what you want to be known for, it might require a little bit of care and strategy, right? It's going to require repetition. It's going to require you thinking and getting strategic and experimenting on different ways that you can bring this conversation forward. in a way that's going to really serve and empower and resonate with your audience or the people that you are looking to attract. So an audience that you're building. So don't get discouraged if you are getting clarity and you're like, oh, like that part's not getting engagement. Sometimes it's just building it, right? Sometimes it's building that engagement and really helping just bring it forward a little bit more. Clarity on what you want to be known for is a huge piece. It's worth figuring this out as it's going to be the foundation of your messaging and, of course, the impact you make and legacy you leave behind in your industry. Now, specificity is powerful, and that doesn't mean you can only be successful if you have a micro niche. So let's clarify that. What I mean is that speaking to specific things that your people are dealing with, their desires, their experiences, any issues, and that is going to allow you to have clarity in your content and a bigger impact in their lives, right? If you can put it into language that your audience is going to understand, it's going to be more clear. And that is really important. The other thing that I want to touch on here is clarity in your offers. This is a big conversation. And honestly, this is probably the first thing that I do when I start working with someone one-on-one is we go through the offer suite and figure that out first and get clarity on all of it. But I'm going to walk you through some key aspects of marketing your specific offers. And again, when I say offer, this can be retreats, courses, digital education, classes, events, coaching containers, however you teach what you teach and work with your clients. And each specific one of those is an offer, right? This is something that you want to do for each. So when I ask you the questions, this is something you would do for each of your offers. And I'm going to tell you how you can dig deeper into that. This is something, like I said, I do a lot with my one-on-one clients because it can be really helpful to get a second opinion on this stuff and just really zoom out on it. But let's start with asking yourself these questions. What is the outcome? That's question number one. Question number two, how can your potential clients take action? Number three, is it clear what the benefit is? And number four, is it clear how it's different from the other things you offer if you have multiple offers? If there are different pieces or options or levels of support, why? Why? What is the difference? What is the benefit of each? This is really important because in order for you to communicate all of this clearly, you need to really understand it. In terms of your offers, if you are feeling a lack of clarity, it's a sign that you maybe need to take a minute and untangle the things that you've created so that they make sense as part of a client journey. Positioning matters. Everything from your freebies to your paid offers, no matter what they are, get really clear on the outcome, the benefits, and the transformation for your audience. So when I say transformation, don't get too in your head on this because depending on your offer, it might not be a total 360 transformation. I'm going to give you an example. So for example, I've seen this kind of floating around, but say you are giving someone some prompts or templates for something, right? The transformation for them is that they no longer have to do this from scratch, right? So when I say transformation, what is the thing that will be different for them after this offer and why is it beneficial for them? That's all you need to really identify. Some offers will be a total 360 transformation. Some of them will go a little bit deeper. So it's really important, again, that you understand this so that you can communicate it. And think about this. If you are feeling confused communicating the reasons and benefits of what you have to offer, it's likely that the confusion is also there on the other end for someone who wants to work with you. And it is very difficult to make a decision from a place of confusion. This is also something to consider when you are creating something new. Think this piece through. Clear outcome, clear transformation, clear marketing. And don't stress if you're not feeling totally clear. This is a fixable problem. It can be untangled. You can reposition things in a way that your audience will understand. So it doesn't mean that you need to go back to the drawing board. Sometimes it's just a case of laying everything out and figuring out, okay, where does this make sense? How can I position this so that my audience and my potential students and clients can see the benefit and see why I created this? And this can apply at any point in your journey as an educator. It really can. Honestly, a ton of coaches and educators find themselves here at one point or another because we are so passionate and excited about what we're creating. And of course, we understand it, right? We understand it so well that sometimes we can end up focusing more on the features than the benefits. So features are things like how many videos or pages in a workbook or the amount of calls or whatever. And when we're creating something, when we're creating a course or a coaching program or an event or whatever, we understand the benefit of those things, right? Like we understand this is how many videos we need to break this down properly. This is how many pages need to be in the workbook. It's a lot to work through, or this amount of support is here for a reason. But we can get too close to our own stuff and forget to really explain the benefit of it, right? Like they're not purchasing a workbook with a certain amount of pages. Think about it. When you go purchase a book, do you ever look at the amount of pages that are in your book? No, you're excited about the story. You're excited about the experience, right? And so they are more excited and more willing to take action on the result that they will get versus the features, versus the things that are included, right? And you do want to outline the things that are included because it's important, but that should never be the emphasis when it comes to marketing. And things like, I always too, like I don't list things like amount of videos or things like that because I think there is more to it. And you also don't want to risk what can seem like exciting for some people can seem overwhelming for others, right? But the thing that they all have in common is the end result. That is what they want. That is what they are willing to take action and purchase. This is true for most of us. When I think about how I purchase education, when I think about how I choose my mentors and coaches, when I think about how I find people and seek them out, I am looking for the benefit. I'm looking for, okay, like I have this specific issue and I want them to help me solve it. Or I am really struggling in this area. How can I get help with that specific thing? Or this person, sometimes it's, I love this person. I want to know what they're doing, how they've achieved what they've achieved and how what they've helped their clients achieve. So that kind of things, all of those things need to be very clear. If you've done an audit and you're like, maybe I'm not that clear, or I want to add something, but I want to do it in a way that I don't have to untangle later, then this is something that I'm going to dive deeper into later on after this training. I'm going to show you how you could actually dive into this deeper with me. Clarity is always step one, right? Remove the confusion. It doesn't mean dumbing it down. It means understanding deeply why you have created something, so that you can communicate that to your audience and the people who can benefit from it. All right, so we've talked about clarity. We have talked about the importance of clarity on your brand, on what you want to be known for, on who you are as an educator, on who you are as a coach, on the impact you want to make in your industry. And we've also talked about the importance of really getting clear on how your people can take action on your specific offers, how you can really untangle the messaging so it makes sense. And again, all of this comes back to your content, right? Because often whenever we have offers, we're creating content surrounding that. So this is really step one. And then a lot of the time, step two is creating specific messaging around your offers so that can go into your content and your outward facing messaging. And that is what allows you a lot more ease when it comes to starting to sell these offers. All right, so now you have that clarity on how to cut through the noise and make it crystal clear what you do and why your dream client should care. The next things we cover in the content edit are authority and presentation. Authority is all about why, out of everyone, your potential client should trust you. This is where we're going to talk about digging deep to identify areas you might be self-sabotaging and how to really own and step into your authority. And then in presentation, we're talking about branding. So we're going to talk about your visual communication. So we're specifically talking about the visual communication piece of branding and how to make an incredible first impression. We're going to audit the way you present yourself online to help you build a brand and community in a way that is unique and true to you. So if you want to dive into this free podcast series, you've already listened to episode one to get episode two and three, as well as the workbook that helps you pull it all together. Go to jodybrown.ca/edit or go comment edit on any of my podcasts, on any of my posts over on social. We will see you next. I'll see you back here next time. I'll see you back here same time next week for a really exciting kind of special episode all about the 36 lessons that I have learned in the past 36 years as we approach my birthday. Can't wait to see you then.